Good morning, brothers and sisters. Last week, we heard in the Holy Gospel Jesus giving Simon a new name, calling him Peter, Rock, and establishing him as the first Pope of the Church. And here, following that story in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear Jesus calling Peter something very different. He calls him Satan. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." And why does he call Peter Satan? It's because Peter is denying the cross of Christ. That's something any exorcist will tell you. It is satanic to deny the cross of Jesus Christ. It is satanic. It is an act of Satan. Because the cross of Christ is redemption. The cross of Christ is perfect justice and perfect love. There is nothing more divine than the cross of Christ. Therefore, to reject it must be the opposite of God. And Jesus challenges each one of us in the gospel today. He says, not only can you not reject my cross, but if you deny your own crosses, if you deny your own sufferings, you can't be my disciple. You can't follow me. You can't hear me. And this is the number one challenge for all believers, isn't it? It's not just accepting the fact that Christ died for us, that he redeemed us, but that we too must share in his cross through our daily sufferings. And so in some way, we act satanically. We act like Satan when we reject the daily crosses that Christ sends us. Remember from theology what we've learned is that when the evil one rejected the plan of God, when Lucifer rejected the plan of God, he said, "Non servat, I will not serve. I will not serve the Lord. I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven." He refused to humble himself before God and accept his role in God's plan. Ultimately, that's what rejecting the cross means. I will not serve. I won't suffer in this way. And so I want each of you just to think about those relationships in your life, and they're always close to home, in which you have said to yourself in some way, "I will not serve. I will not suffer for this person. I won't put up with them anymore. I won't die for them." That's satanic. It's a denial of your cross that God has chosen for you. Now, the cross, of course, is the hardest thing to bear. We can't do it without the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, without the grace of his sacraments. And so we must pray for that grace. We must beg the Lord for a desire to bear our daily crosses and realize that it is divine to suffer out of love for others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.